Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Unwrapped and Acoustic Holidays going down December 12th. Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Man, it's going to be a show for you. Our buddies Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown fame taking the stage in acoustic fashion, which you know, if you know those guys, it's going to be incredible.
It's going to be very, very good. Yeah, for sure.
Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth, who are doing their own headlining tour when they're all done with this.
I know.
He's coming in just to play a special show for us.
Which is all. I'm a very big Mammoth champion right now.
And Unwrapped tickets right now as low as $55.
How many do we have left? Mike, you have an idea?
Of the VIP experience?
Is that all we have left?
Well, no, we got plenty of the $55 ones left.
Oh, but the VIP.
Yeah,
that 11 left?
That's what I heard this morning. We had 11 left of those.
So if you're thinking about joining us that Friday night, head to KISW.com and secure your tickets now. You're gonna have a great time, man. It's our first ever acoustic holiday show, and it's going to be a good one. All right, our question, what is your messed up air travel story? 206-803-ROCK.
She said I bought her.
Hello, Anita. Hello. Welcome to the men's room.
How are you?
Hola.
We're doing good, Anita.
Hola.
Thank you.
So I was going to Las Vegas for my birthday a couple weeks ago, and I thought it'd be funny to get some more miles by going through L.A. instead of going on a straight shot, because we're going to have dinner and massages and, yeah, get to LAX. The flight is canceled as we land. The closest time they can get us to Las Vegas together is more than 24 hours.
Wow. You could drive there quick.
I know. From L.A. to Vegas. Good Lord, man.
Yeah, it was only like a five-hour drive. So we're like, But we look at the board. What's the last flight out? The only flight out that night is to Costa Rica. We're like, Can we make this happen? So the flight attendants, everybody in the lounge where we're sitting, they're like, you can come stay with us. We'll drive you to wherever you want to go. We'll do whatever.
In Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica. So they ended up, getting booked to Costa Rica, and then they couldn't figure out seats. So we ended up getting upgraded to first class. Go to Costa Rica. So we land in Costa Rica. We can't get a flight out. We can only get a flight out the next day. So we're like, okay, let's go to the beach. Let's have fresh seafood, get a massage, come back, and fly home.
I've noticed that getting a massage is very, very important
Super.
To you in the story. You do not care what country you're in. Someone massage my sore ass. Where in Costa Rica were you, by the way?
So we went to Liberia, but we went to Tamarindo.
Okay.
So it's one of the touristy areas. So anyways, so we get on the flight home, and I'm like, okay, we still got a couple of days to kill. I already paid for a room in Vegas, yada, yada, yada. I look at the flights, and I'm like, oh, it's super cheap just to fly from Los Angeles back to Las Vegas and then home. We still had the ticket home from Las Vegas. So I go and I book the ticket. Well, he loses internet on his phone, and he didn't get a ticket. So he had to go on a different airline, like, hours later. It gets even better. I have to wait for him in the Las Vegas airport. I put in $5 and I win like $2,000.
Man, you had a hell of a trip, didn't you?
Anita, I want to travel with you, man. I mean, that's like, you've got to be kidding
There's
me.
A positive travel story.
Yeah, it's a super positive. Well, it's a super crazy positive travel story, but yes.
Wonder what's going on at LAX. I mean, of all the major cities, now, granted, Newark is not the greatest airport in the world.
It's in Newark.
It's not bad compared to LAX. I mean, as far as just aesthetically getting around, figuring out what things are, like LAX, I'm just surprised that they've never gone in there and said, hey, we could do an upgrade. You know, like SeaTac's always put in a new terminal trying to, you know, better the place.
Yeah, I do not like LAX.
LAX is just like, F it. You know, we're LA.
You're here.
Deal with it.
At least you got to go to Costa Rica, man. I went to...
But John Wayne's not bad.
Went to Costa Rica as a work thing back in the old sports station. But anyway, had a great time there. I'm there like 2 or 3 days. Ended up, well, I didn't get in first class, but I got to book my seat a lot faster through first class by playing stupid. Because me and this guy, I met a journalist from Cleveland. He was also a bit of a drunk and an a-hole, much like myself. So we got on really well. So when we got to the airport and we're looking at this line, he's like, hey, man, no one's in line at first class. Can you play stupid? I can crush it. So we went up there. Lady's like, hey, this is the first class line. And we both did, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. She's like, no, look, don't worry about it. No big deal. I can still process your crap. That's where I met Carmen Electra, because she called us out on this and just went, if you don't, so everyone knows what Carmen Electra looks like. That's not exactly what she looks like without makeup, wearing sweats and big-ass sunglasses. All right. And she's like 4'11". I mean, she's a tiny, tiny chick. And she's got maybe 5 or 6 people with her. But she calls me and this dude out, just going, smooth. And I said, hey, man, you know, whatever. I just wanted to wait in the line. She's like, why are you down here? So there's opening of a casino, blah, 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 blah. Where the Pussycat Dolls were the opening act at this casino. They've been booked. And I did not stay to watch them. But anyway, she asked, did you stay for the Pussycat Dolls? And I said, no, man, I've heard a lot about them. But to be honest with you, it's just not my type of thing. She's like, oh, it's too bad. And I'm like, besides, it's not like Carmen Electra's going to F me. I am not aware that I'm speaking to Carmen Electra, okay? So she kind of smiles, and then she lifts her glasses. And in that moment, I realize, like, oh, my God. Like, what are the odds that you make this statement to her? So, but it's already out there in the universe. So now it's awkward because she's still looking at me. Her entourage is still looking at me. So I'm just like, I mean, am I right? And she's like, no, you're right. I'm like, cool. So I get on the flight.
But she married Dennis Rodman.
I know, man. I think
you got a shot.
I think this was pre-Dennis, I think.
Okay.
Either way, but now she wasn't going to have sex with me, which is too bad. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, get on the flight, land in Miami, I go to get my connecting flight, and a woman, she looks at my ticket, and she's like, honey, you're not supposed to be here. No, I'm connecting back up to Baltimore. She's like, you're supposed to be in Dallas, Texas. I was like, what? She said, they changed your flight. I said, they didn't change my flight before I boarded the flight that got me here. So I was like, what time did they change the flight? And she pulls it up. They changed my flight, according to her, about an hour after I had already taken off from Costa Rica. So I said, was I supposed to, like, open the door and jump into the ocean and goddamn swim to Texas? I'm like, I was already on the plane. And I thought that was a very reasonable explanation. Like, you were right, but both of these times can be confirmed. I was obviously in the air when this happened. This is no fault of mine, right? And she's like, yeah, but you're supposed to be in Dallas. I said, okay, but I'm not. Like, I'm in Miami. I'm just trying to get back up to Baltimore. This is supposed to be my connecting flight. Well, it was, but they changed her flight. I'm like, okay, so what am I supposed to do? Basically, I was on standby for 24 hours. I'm just in the Miami airport for 24 hours. I'm like, do you have a hotel voucher? No. Do you guys have any kind of food vouchers? No. And I won't say what airline it was at the time because I swore them all for like 20 years after that. But I will say, as I'm talking to this woman at the airline, just like, guys, I have done nothing here. You changed my flight. I get it. But you changed it when I'm already in the air. Now I'm here, and I'm just trying to get on the flight that was originally booked for this. She's no help. A flight or one of the ticket people from Delta Airlines that I was not flying was in the booth next door. She was like, sir, come over here. We can help you. So I ended up on an entirely different airline, and I still had to wait 24 hours. But the woman from Delta, she was like, I'll tell you what, man. She gave me a voucher for food, which is cool. Did give me a voucher for a hotel, but I'm like, I don't want to do all that because I'm on standby, right? It was 24 hours.
And yeah, she should have racked out for a little bit.
Okay, so this was my beef about the Miami airport. I have since realized that this is true of most airports, but you don't notice until you want to lay down. They all have armrest.
Oh, yeah.
I never noticed because I never wanted to lay down before at the airport. But then I'm in Miami, and I mean, there's nothing going on, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I just wanted to lay down. I could lay on the floor, or I get to sit up in the seat. So I just sat in the seat and slept that way. I was so pissed off, and I had to call out from work. So I had to call my job. I'm like, hey, you know that place you sent me for work? They're like, yes. I'm like, I'm going to miss tomorrow. Like, how hard did you party? I'm like, I party very hard, but that's not why I'm going to miss tomorrow, man. I'm like, I'm stuck in Miami. And why are you stuck in Miami? I'm like, because the freaking thing that you booked me, I don't know. I'm just here. There's nothing I can do. Finally got home, and I was like, F that other airline for about 20 years until my wife, I don't remember where we were flying, but what airline are we on? And she said it, and I'm like, She's like, dude, let it go. I said, no, you're right. You're right.
I'm a floor sleeper.
I've done it.
Yeah. I will now.
The worst was Newark, because the people picking me up were late, and I was pissed. But they were like 3 hours late, and I had gotten off a red eye, right? Hadn't slept, but yeah, so I slept down in baggage claim.
Ooh, then, classy.
Ugh.
And then Newark baggage is terrible.
And then when I woke up, there's nobody around me, and there's just this pigeon, right in my face. I was like, oh, God. Look at it. It was awful.
What is your messed up air travel story? 206-803-RUN.
Right, and then when those people picked me up, we still had to drive right from Newark, New Jersey to Poughkeepsie, New York.
That's not a great drive.
And somebody had the nerve to ask me why I was in a bad mood. And I was like, you were supposed to be here 3 hours ago.
Mm-hmm. So you start talking through your teeth.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm going to strangle you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.